Welcome to the Healing Trauma as a Christian Mama podcast. My name is Danielle Elizabeth, and here we dive into emotional healing and trauma recovery from a Christian perspective, also while integrating psychology and trauma modalities to support your healing and growth. This season, we are going to be looking at different tools and exercises and strategies that can go along with your healing journey. This is not meant to replace therapy. It is something that can come alongside to support your therapy, or if you are not able through time or finances to be working with somebody, this can be something that can help you keep moving along. So let's get into today's exercise. So today's healing exercise is writing your life story out from your inner child's perspective. So we're kind of piggybacking off of last week. Last week we wrote out a timeline, a life timeline, and that is also going to help you have some information for this one. Now, you don't have to have the timeline to do this exercise or anything. You don't even have to listen to that episode or anything. It just gives you more information to work with, because in that life timeline, we wrote out all the different kind of big events that happen in your life. In that episode, I also talked about how there was some things that you weren't going to be able to put into this timeline because they're not tangible things. Like if your parents were not like emotionally available, or there was family rules in your home that were like, you know, don't show emotions, or we don't talk about things like that. Those aren't going to be things that are like events that you put in a timeline. So that's where this exercise can come in, really, to complement that, because what we're going to do is kind of incorporate or find some of those patterns as we do this exercise. So this exercise is basically writing a letter. Throughout this season, we're going to do a lot of letter writing. That is a very, very healing exercise to do this in a kind of written out way. So what we're doing is we're writing out your life story. But what's really important about this is that we're writing it from your inner child's perspective. So if you've never heard of your inner child, it's kind of it's becoming a bigger and more talked about thing in the healing world, but it's basically like a 5-year-old version of yourself, or a younger version of yourself. And you really want to like envision that as you're working with these parts. But the idea behind it is that we have like different parts of ourselves, and there are some modalities that really dig into this, where like internal family systems. There's a few others that really use parts work as well. You have these different parts of yourself that are needing voices and needing to be heard and needing attention. And as you work with them, you actually really start to get to the depths of different wounds that you have, different pain, different hurts. And the idea is that you kind of separate these parts and work with them individually and then reintegrate them together as one big happy family, kind of. So the reason that I say to do this exercise from your inner child's perspective is because when you do it from your perspective, it ends up being a lot of facts and a lot of kind of historical data. So the first time I did this exercise, I wrote it out. It was very long, but it was like, you know, then this happened, then this happened, then this happened, then this happened. And I brought it to the therapist I was working with, who had given me the task or the assignment. She said to me, you know, that's great, but there's no emotion behind it. There's no like how you were feeling, or, you know, where that really left its mark on you and on an emotional level. And so she got me to go back and do it from my inner child's perspective. And although it was pretty much the same letter in the sense of like the facts were the same, it was a completely different letter. Because I'll give you an example. For one, if you were just doing it from your adult perspective, you might be like, well, you know, my mom, she worked a lot, and, you know, she just wasn't there a lot, and that was just kind of the norm in our family. Okay. Versus from your inner child's perspective, your inner child might be like, you know, my mom wasn't there and I really needed her. It was really hard. I was sad a lot of the time. I really missed her. I really needed her for that like attachment and connection. And I just didn't feel like I had a loving, present caregiver at all times. And it really just broke my heart to have to grow up in that environment. So you can see like the two different perspectives on that. One is just like much more factual, and then one is got kind of the emotion. And when you're doing a healing journey, you need to tap into that emotion. You need to get to the emotional piece of that, because that's where the pain is. That's where the hurt is, and that's where the wounding is. So when we can uncover the emotional part of that, it can really take us leaps and bounds in our healing journey. And so that's why I say and encourage you to do this exercise from that perspective, so that you can really uncover not just like what's happened in your life, but also like how it made you feel. And you can really start to connect and see maybe where there's some things that have happened, or some, you know, just some areas of your life that really need some more attention or more healing brought into them. Another thing that we, you know, do with our, is really important to do with our inner child, is it's also giving that inner child a voice. So I like to kind of envision these parts as, when they are not being heard and seen, they're like a tantruming little kid who is trying to get your attention. And the more you don't pay attention, the more they escalate. And it's like they are kicking and screaming, and now they are throwing objects, and now they are like, you know, crying and yelling and being very, very loud. And what's something that's really cool that I've learned about, but I would say more than that, seen for myself and seen for so many clients that I've worked with, that when you can almost shift your perspective to turn around and like look right at that inner child or whatever part you're working with and be like, hey, what is going on right now? Like, what do you need to say? Giving them that voice, that is like almost an instant relief and an instant like addressing some of the really big symptoms that you might be having, because it really does make you anxious and all different sorts of things when these parts are trying to get your attention. And so when you can give that part a voice, it is so cool how instantaneous it can almost be that that part calms down. Because as much as it's about what that part wants to say to you, it's also so much about just being heard and seen. That's such a core need of ours. Like, it's a core emotional need of ours, and that for our parts and for just our adult selves as well. And so part of this exercise, something that also helps, is just giving your inner child a voice. And if you've never done any level of parts work before, it's going to feel very weird and different, but it also could feel very good after you do it, because you've never been able to give this part a voice, or to be able to see and hear that part also. And on that note, I will say that, yes, it does feel very weird at first. It feels like, I remember saying to a friend, like, I feel like I'm like walking myself into a personality disorder, like a multiple personality disorder. But the cool thing about it, and the psychologist that I was trained under for some of this parts work stuff, she used to say that it's like the personality without the disorder. Like, it's like you're doing it intentionally, you're doing it like in a kind of like a controlled, safe environment. But the fact of the matter is that we all do have these parts. We are all made and comprised of all of these parts, and they are working in the background, you know, whether we are acknowledging them or not. And so it will feel a little strange at first, for sure, anytime you do any of these like exercises that involve parts work. But I could hands down say, if I was going to say the things that help the most in a healing journey, from my perspective, it's nervous system regulation and parts work. Like, these are just two, and they go so well together. And, but I, yeah, like, I would just say that that is, from my perspective, some of the most impactful work we can do is working with these parts. So if it's the first time you've ever done something like this, I would really encourage you to just like try it, see what comes of it. This is a pretty easier one. Like, there's other ones that you could do that are a little bit more in depth with working with the parts. So this one is just kind of like writing your life story from your inner child's perspective. And really just see what comes out. The cool thing about working with our parts is that, you know, there's this innate sense of them just like kind of taking over, in a sense. Like, as we're writing, we're kind of like, we intuitively know what they are trying to say. And so it's really cool to just start the process, start the exercise, and just see what comes of it. So I always say to people, like, don't try and control it too much yourself. Just start and just see what happens. See what comes of it. Because it almost always is just really cool and organic, and something that we didn't even like really necessarily see coming, as we just like let that part kind of have that voice. So that's this week's exercise. Write your life story out from your inner child's perspective, really honing in on the emotional side of things, not as much the facts, even though the facts are there. What's the emotion behind the fact? Like, what did you feel, and what is that inner child telling you that it felt when that event happened, right? So it's, you're still working with the facts of your life, but you're really going to the emotional side underneath it to see, like, are there some unresolved wounds here? Is there some emotions that have not been fully processed, and what comes up from that? Again, like with any of these exercises, these are really good things too. If you've got a therapist that you're working with, like doing this and kind of reading it to them or showing them it, or just a safe person in your life, or maybe this is something that's encouraging you to look for something like that, like look for more of a professional support. And this can be something that you also do with them. But always, if you feel like something is going to be too triggering, don't do it without that support. And also always cushion these exercises with regulating yourself and taking care of yourself. So kind of doing something beforehand that can regulate yourself, and then doing something after that can regulate you back. Because sometimes looking at this stuff can be hard. And so it's important to take care of ourselves and contain that to, you know, a healing space, and then regulating yourself so you can go back into your real life without that kind of derailing you or moving you down the ladder of that fight, flight, freeze, and getting stuck in those places. So as always, if you want to share anything with me about any of these exercises, I am always so excited to talk about this stuff, so don't hesitate to reach out. That is it for today's episode. I hope what you learned today or heard about today can be something that really benefits your life. As always, if you need more support, please never hesitate to reach out. I am sometimes accepting new clients. Sometimes I've got some free resources that I can send along. And sometimes it's just a friend to develop a relationship with that can understand what you're going on and validate your experiences. And if that's all I can be to you, I am so happy to do that. So reach out if that's where you're at. If not, have a great day, and talk to you next time.